This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so we can officially get started. I want to welcome all of you to our mindful awareness meditation. I'm Diana Winston, and I'm the director of mindfulness education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. Happy as always to be here with you so that we can come together and practice mindfulness. And I like to define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. So how can we show up for our life, no matter what it is? And our life may show up for us in all sorts of ways. And obviously this year has been so challenging for so many of us, and probably pretty much for everyone. And I just want to acknowledge that mindfulness is a tool that can be helpful. And I'm hoping, and I'm assuming that's why many of you are here, that we can use it as a tool to give ourselves a little bit of relief, ease, and create and cultivate a sense of well-being, even in the midst of challenging times. So I want to speak specifically to an issue that is many of us are confronting, and that is the issue of loneliness and isolation. And remember that that's different than being alone, because some people really enjoy being alone. And I know there are many introverts who said that this pandemic has been great for them, but there are many people who that's not the case, and have high, you know, the statistics shows that there's high levels of loneliness, isolation, and then depression, anxiety associated with the loneliness and the isolation. Some of the people who have been living nonstop with their families really wish they were alone right now. And then, of course, a lot of the people who are alone sort of wish they were with other people. So it just depends how you fall on that scale. But mindfulness is a tool that can help with loneliness. And I was just looking, and there's some research showing there's been one study specifically looking at the effects of mindfulness practice on loneliness. And it seems that it helps to cultivate more of an accepting attitude and a sense of that quality that I mentioned, this willingness to be with things as they are, rather than resisting, fighting it, and having a hard time with it. But loneliness can be impacted through mindfulness by being a tool to work with the difficult emotions that arise connected to loneliness. And so we'll do some of that today. We'll explore loneliness. And you may not be feeling lonely, but we can do it as a kind of compassion practice. For we all have likely someone in our life who is experiencing isolation right now. So if it's not us, it might be a relative, you know, someone we love or care about, a neighbor. You know, so many of us are so isolated and separate right now. So we'll do the practice to work with the feelings of loneliness, how we might apply mindfulness to it. And then we'll also, another way that these practices can be helpful are the practices that cultivate kindness, compassion, and a sense of connectedness. Like, we can use our minds to bring in more connectedness by expanding it in a way. And we've done it, for those of you who have been practicing with me for a while, you've done this many times, but we'll really focus on opening up to more and more sense of connectedness, or even interconnection. So that's what we'll do for this practice. And of course, we'll just do some plain old mindfulness as well. Okay. So I just invite you to settle back in a way that is comfortable. And we're all sitting in different ways at home. So some of us are on the floor on a cushion. Some of us are in chairs. Some of us are on the couch. Some of us are in beds. You may even be standing. And just finding a posture that is comfortable for you for this period of time. Your back can be upright if that's accessible for you. And it just helps to kind of keep us alert. And there's a feeling of sort of stability and strength that comes with an upright back. But, you know, I recognize that for some people that might not be doable. So just whatever works for you. Your hands resting on your lap or arms of a chair, wherever it's comfortable. And many of us will close our eyes, and if that is not doesn't feel right to you, that's fine. You can practice this meditation with your eyes open, just looking downward, not all around. And let's begin by taking a few deep breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, finding a sense of coming into our bodies and minds, into this present moment, bringing in some relaxation and ease, if that's possible, or just the possibility of that with each breath. Allowing yourself to settle. Finding an inner home inside us. Let's bring our attention to our feet on the floor. Feeling the weight of your feet as they touch the ground. Just notice the support and notice the obvious sensations like hardness, pressure, heaviness. Tingling, vibration. And really feel your feet connected to the ground. And soften your belly. And know that below our feet, and it may be many stories below, but there is the ground, the earth. Can you have a sense of the earth below you, supporting you? So feeling your feet, feeling the physical sensations, and then just sense. It's obviously we can't actually feel it unless you're outside, but the earth is below us, and it is a great support. And just have a sense of the power and strength and the vast creativity as all of life comes from Earth, from the Earth. And just see if you can, for a moment, feel the support of the ground beneath you. And I offer this as we start because it's such an important practice and one we can do any time in the day when we're feeling lonely or anxious or sad or any other challenging emotion, reminding ourselves to just connect with the ground, pulling our mind out of the stories and into the physical present moment. And so gently scan your body for any other areas of tension or tightness, constriction, contraction. And softening. If you notice any tension, you can soften. Breathe more deeply in that area. Or imagine the breath going into that area. And also notice what's here for you emotionally. How am I doing in this moment? Giving yourself a lot of space to be whatever you are. Whatever you're feeling is absolutely fine. Let whatever is here be here. And breathe. Now let's turn our attention to the sounds around us, listening to the sounds as they come and go. Noticing the sounds are changing. And oftentimes we have a story about the sounds. I like them, I don't like them. Let's see if you can simply listen with curiosity and interest. For some of us, listening to sounds is very soothing, helps us be present. For others, listening to sounds can be annoying. And I want to offer it as an option for those of you for which it would be helpful. And now come into your body again. Can you feel your breath moving through your body? Rising, falling of your abdomen or chest. Expanding, contracting. With the natural breath, no need to lengthen it. Just let it do whatever it's doing. Maybe you notice the air moving through your nose, tingling, warmth, coolness. So especially if you're just starting out, it's helpful to have something to focus on, our breath. In our abdomen, chest, or nose. Or if you like listening to sounds, or if you liked that grounding, feeling the ground beneath your feet, noticing the changing sensations in your feet and toes, the soles of your feet. So pick something to focus on. Pick whatever is the clearest or the easiest, and they all work equally well. So the basics of this practice is just staying with your anchor. We call it an anchor, like a main focus, a home base. Your breath. Rising and falling, or the sounds coming and going, or the sensations coming and going. And then at some point, your attention starts to wander and you notice it and then gently bring it back. Wanders away again. You notice it, you bring it back. You just keep coming back to that main thing. Some people use a soft word like thinking. And then return to their breath or their focus. Now, other things may happen, and that might be strong emotions, or you might get sleepy or restless, or a strong sensation in your body. If that's in the background, let it stay in the background. But if it becomes obvious to you, turn your attention to it, include it, let it be part of the practice. And that includes if a feeling of loneliness arises. So turn your attention to it. Notice, loneliness is here. What does that feel like in my body? Notice, feel, sense, and then can always return to your main focus, to your home base. So we'll start here and in a little while explore more about working with loneliness. But for now, let's do some silent practice as you are. As we continue meditating, just notice how you're feeling in this moment. Let's bring our attention back down to our feet, feeling again the stability of the ground, the support of the earth below us. And if that didn't resonate with you, see if you can find a part of your body that feels at ease, relaxed. It might be like your hands, fingers, maybe your legs. Just some place that helps you feel at ease right now. Could even be if you're nothing in your body, you might open your eyes and look out the window, see something beautiful in the room you're in, just something that's soothing, peaceful. So let's let our attention go there for a moment. And now for those of us who are feeling lonely right now, as I even say the word, and maybe your mind starts to associate the isolation you've been feeling, what do you notice in your body as you think about these feelings of loneliness? Like, what does it feel like? And just bring your attention really gently into whatever you may be feeling. Maybe there's an achiness in your chest, a kind of pain in your gut. Maybe your face is flushed, there's sadness. If you can let whatever is here be here, just allowing it to be here and being, turning the light of awareness on this feeling. Just do it for a moment and then come back to where it feels okay or safe or good, like in your feet or hands or wherever you've chosen. And you're welcome to go back and forth between the two. Like, stay with your hands or feet and sense into the loneliness and just notice it, feel it, allowing it to be there and bringing a little bit of kindness. What would it mean to bring some kindness to this part of you that's aching, that's longing? And I want to remind you, you are not alone in your aloneness. There are so many of us, so many of us. So just bringing a little bit of compassion and taking a breath. And then coming, pausing, feeling your feet and coming back in with awareness, with kindness. For those of you who are not feeling alone right now, there's probably someone in your life who is lonely, who is isolated. A grandparent, family member. And if not even someone you know, there are countless people out there who are feeling isolated. So let's bring that to mind, just in whatever way, either the general feeling or the image of someone you know. And as you think of this person and what they're experiencing, what do you feel inside? And take a breath. Maybe you can feel or resonate with their sadness. And you can always go back to your feet, to your hands. And maybe you just feel their sadness and allowing yourself to take it in and then offer them some compassion. May your suffering be alleviated. You can say these words or your own words. May you feel ease. May you realize you are not alone. May your isolation end. May it come to an end. And so say whatever words you want to say. Maybe there's images that come. Just wishing for an easing of the loneliness for this person you're thinking about, for anyone in the meditation who's feeling this loneliness right now. And if you're feeling lonely, you might want to imagine sending compassion to others who are lonely. So just sending out compassion, receiving compassion, noticing what that feels like inside you. And then just a reminder that in spite of physical distance, we are here for each other. We can create a world of less isolation, of more connection and more well-being. So for the last minute, just imagine a world free from isolation, from loneliness. And creating a world of compassion, connection, interconnection, and well-being. This world is possible. And we can even find that place in the midst of this time, with isolation being a fact of life. We can find that place of being okay with no matter what is happening. This place of our fundamental well-being in spite of circumstances. So let's feel our feet on the ground one last time. Notice how you're feeling. For whatever I'm feeling, may I hold myself with kindness. And may everyone everywhere experience the peace and the joy of connection. It is possible. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you, everyone, for your practice and for being here. And this practice together is a form of breaking the isolation. So I hope that you do whatever you can in your life to get support, and especially in this time where it feels very challenging to do so. Just some resources at UCLA that we're lots of classes and programs. Most of everything is starting up in January. We do have a special New Year's event that we're doing that is free. So it's going to be like meditation and music, and it's being offered by one of our teachers, Mitra Manesh. And so that is on our website, the UCLAhealth.org/mark website. And then also a reminder that everything is on our UCLA Mindful app. So you can always listen to these again and again if you wish. So I'm going to stay on a few minutes, like maybe 5 to 10 minutes, just to see if there are any questions or comments about meditation practice that I can be of service and help out here. And otherwise, happy to see you all. So remember, next week we'll meet again, and then there'll be a 2-week break because the Hammer is closed, UCLA Mark is closed, and then we'll be back again in January. But I will see you next week. Okay. So. I'll stay for a moment.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.